Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Listening to the Dangerous Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. Our subject tonight, oh my God, respect unknown to many of us. And we're going to talk about that tonight. I'm going to hit them with a left and a right and an uppercut and a shocking punch to the nose. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number for all you newbies to dial in. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a smackdown like in wrestling, is going to be a smackarooski. A smackarooski. I can't get over that. Man, my board's lit up already with blue lights, and we're going to turn it out tonight. Unknown to most of us is the simple understanding of the word R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and that's what it means to me. That's what Aretha said. I don't know. We got a lot of great music, though, man. Man, we got some old. We got some new. We got some vintage. We got some, man, we got this young lady named Cindy Bradley. And this young lady can blow a trumpet. And I mean a trumpet like she's calling heaven. She can blast. So we're going to have to fix all the stuff, do all the do, and just knock you out. I'm going to knock you out. And we got a clean version of a track that we're going to play. And when I was looking for it, I was like, you know what? I want us to change the way we do things. And I'm going to play the clean version, not cleaner, the clean version of a track. And I'm going to let you know what it is. Because it's sharp, but I had to clean it up. You know, it's just a clean show. How about that? So let me jump to a track because it is 7:06 and we always start about 7:07. So I'm going to hit you hard coming out the gate with earth, wind, and fire, who I call EWF. Let your feelings show for Don S. McClure. Go on, let him admit it. Just let your feelings show. You know when they start the song, what they're playing is, go ahead and like Don. All right, here we go. And when I come back, we got more dangerous music for you. Oh, man. Let your feelings show. And did you know Gary, Indiana, now has a Hard Rock Casino? Oh, my God. The God of Gods is in Gary. And they had Denise Williams there for the opening, and a couple of stars were there. And they said it's going to bring Gary up. And one of the Jackson brothers, he was there, talking about how it's going to help Gary. And they already have 500 employees, and they just hired 700 more. Oh, my God. Is the world growing? Are we all going to have to go to G-Town, Gary, to gamble at the Hard Rock? You never know. See, strange things are happening in the universe. So you got to have respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And we're going to talk. We are going to talk about that. My priest is on the line. And he's like, oh, my God, are you going to come to church? You know, he writes real fast, too. He has this blackboard in back of him. So you got to imagine that. He's got on black. He's got a white collar. And he's standing at a board writing notes to me. And he keeps writing, church, church, church. Come, come, come. Go, go, go. And I'm going to write, no, no, no. Okay, all right, all right. Okay, let me play this track. We're going to go back for a second with Toni Braxton, because she got a track called Long As I Live, and at 7:50, I'm going to hit you, man, hard, with respect unknown to many. But let's give Toni a listen. Man, I'm on fire. I got my voice back. Man, I be drinking Big Sam, eating Big Sam. My whole body is a Big Sam. But I'm getting back. Oh, man, I like that. That was sounding pretty good. You know, when I was in looking, and I said, Tony Braxton? You're going to play it, Don McLuhan. I said, is that Tony? Asking me to play it? I'm telling you, man, you can get a lot of money for you with the white jacket. Hey, we're going to play the clean version of Little Bit Nelly and Florida. Florida Line or something like that. And they got a couple more tracks out. But I had to find clean version. You know, because too many times we play songs that are explicit. And I kind of want to tone that down sometimes. You know, I mean, it's nice. And I like the beat in the track. It's really good. So we're going to get it out of our way. This is the clean version, A Little Bit, Nelly, and Florida. How about that? So let's get it on. Like the pop and the corn. It's a pop and the corn. Oh, corny.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get the head right. I do every night. You can call it limelight, I'ma call it my life. Shawty looking alright. TK jeans on, skin skin tight. She be shaking that tail light. Got me toes in the road like a deer in the headlights. Ooh, backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low.
Some new ones, and I'm telling you, look out. 4. This young lady is playing a trumpet, and she is knocking them. They can't believe she that bad. They're like, who the heck is playing this? Her name is Cindy Bradley, and we've got 3 of her tracks, and she's bad. So let's jump to it. We got some more great music for you on the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm telling you, it's going to be really good. Really. Really, really. Let me see. What else do I want to play? I've got one for you. What the heck did I do with it? It's a good one, too. Now, why are you fooling with the board? I don't know. I'm just goofing around. Goofy. Oh, man. I cannot believe I lost the track. Let's see. Now, are you drinking or something? Oh, here it is. Aretha Franklin, When I Think About You. How about that? That's a dangerous track. Because when I think about you, I think about you.
Give me such a good, good feel. So good, baby. Hey. When I think about you, baby, baby, I get all warm inside. When I think about you, baby, baby,
going on in that recording studio? I think they was making more than music. And then the background girls, what? Man, did you hear them sounds? I don't know, man. I had to get a fan. My priest had his, he had his speakers in his ear. He would go, oh, my God, woo, 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 woo. I say, oh, man. Woo, that's a hot one now. So you ladies, now you know what's going on when you go, woo, 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 woo. I don't know. Hey, I'm going to play a track. I got to back that up with something just bad from the past. And this is a group who never got an award from Don Cornelius and the Soul Train. But it don't matter because they were super bad. And the ladies used to go crazy, crazy about them. I mean, they'd be on the boat cruise. Oh, hey, I'm about to have a heart attack. I'm going to play the whisper, say yes. And you ladies know that the guys are always asking you, can you just say yes? Not no, but yes. Oh, man. Now, if you sing that at karaoke, you'll kill them. So, guys, trying to give you a little heads up. You know, if you act like you can sing and do the karaoke, man, you'll be a happy man that night. I'm telling you. Whew, man, it's getting hot up in here. Just say yes. The Whispers. And we got another track by them later on we're going to play, you know, because we're gonna mix it up. Because that's what respect is. Even though most of us sometimes have a hard time, it becomes something unknown to us in this day and climate. You know, there was a time, excuse me, that people really tried to respect each other. And actually, the word respect was first used in the 14th century with the knights. You must respect me because I have my sword and my power and my queen. And we will fight if you don't respect me. There's a movie called El Cid. Oh, man. Anyway, there's a movie called El Cid, and he's going to marry Donna Shemaine, and this other guy's jealous, and he lies on El Cid, and El Cid's father comes to the court of the king, and he says, you know, you disrespect my son, you disrespect my house, and the king says, is this true, Don Gabankadinka? And he says, my lord, I told you the truth. And El Cid's father hollers out, liar! I said, whoa, he was going to have a heart attack. And then he slapped him with a glove. And it was on, man. He said, I'm the king's champion, and I will fight you over respect. That's a whole lot of stuff, man. Let me take a quick break and calm down, man. But that music was good.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
love the way that ends. Okay. Cindy Bradley. B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. Look her up. This is from her new track, her new album. And I'm telling you, when I saw her sitting on the couch on the album, she's sitting there like she's just so cool. And she got a trumpet. A trumpet. Oh, man. And she can blow. So first I'm going to play Prelude, which is on the album, Unscripted. And then I'm going to play You Don't Know What Love Is. She said, you don't know. Don S. McClure, I'm in the studio recording this. I said, hit you with this trumpet because you don't know. I said, wow, why me? She said, because you're just devilish. I said, oh, okay, thank you. I may not play your music. All right, so we're going to get to Prelude, and then we're going to do You Don't Know What Love Is by Cindy Bradley. And this is also going to be on our jazz show next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Cindy, Bradley, and my producer said, you be buying some tracks, don't you? Say, yeah, man, I've got that Wizard of Oz. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the microphone. He's the Wizard of Oz. I couldn't think of what else to say. We're going to jump into our subject matter. And tonight, respect, unknown to many of us. And I have to think about why. But let me pull it up on my board so we can talk about this for a minute. Unknown to most of us, respect. And what does this word sincerely mean to you? Do you find its origins in your world based on early teachings from your parents and those you held in high esteem, or from role models or books and teachings of what should be respected and what things were not worth respecting? From a guidance point of view, have you developed the idea that people have to give you respect first before you give respect back? You know, and I think sometimes we've gotten so callous with, we don't want to be the first one to say hello. Or when kids or young adults or people are being disrespectful to elders or their parents or somebody that's supposed to be a guiding light. Their argument will be, well, they didn't respect me. And we've lost it. Respect. The meaning is supposed to be connected to esteem for a person, a thing, or quality. And it first appeared in the human usage in 1526. Now, the corresponding verbs meaning to hold on in esteem, that's respect. And as it appeared, it was first written down, recorded in 1583. It is the prepositional phrase with respect to, referring to concerning, dates all the way back to the 16th century. So the word respect is powerful. Respect, also called esteem, is a positive feeling or action shown towards someone or something considered important or held in high esteem or regard. You see, that word respect is not just something that you throw around. It's supposed to be the diagram, the direction for how you treat things in a respectful manner. And I still say a lot of us are unknown to that. We have less respect for those that we should respect. We even have less respect for the people standing in a grocery line. They've already shopped. They've got their basket full of groceries, and they're waiting to check out just like you. And there's probably many more. And what happens? You want to know why they can't hurry up and get out of your way so that you could go do whatever it is you want to do. That's a lack of respect. Respect, it conveys a sense of admiration for good or valuable qualities. Sometimes your boyfriends don't show you the respect you due. Sometimes your female counterparts, they don't show you the respect that you due. In many cultures, individuals are considered to be worthy of respect until they prove otherwise. Like the man I was telling you about the story of ALC is. Worthy of respect until they prove otherwise. A particular detail or point, usually preceded by in, to differ in some respect. So that word again, it allows you to have a separate opinion, to differ in some respect. They may say, why don't you go to A? And you say, well, I think B might be better. And you're not being disrespectful. You're just in a differ. Relations or references, inquiries with respect to a route. You are giving respect when you ask the question. How do I get here? How do I get there? Can I find this? What time would you like me there? All that's respect. Esteem for or a sense of worth or excellence of a person, a personal quality or ability, or something considered as a manifestation of a personal quality or ability. You watch Mandela speak to the country after 26 years of being in prison. Therefore, he's earned that respect that you give. The difference to have a right position or someone or something considered to have certain rights or privileges, proper acceptance of courtesy. I mean that you have a boss that you have to respect. You may not agree, but you have to respect. You have parents that you have to respect. You have other individuals in the hierarchy, such as a priest or a pastor, that we should respect. And don't forget, until they prove otherwise. Proper acceptance or courtesy. Acknowledgement. Respect for one's right to counsel. That is the law, respect for one's right to counsel, to show respect for the elderly, and to hold in esteem or honor, to show regard or consideration for. This was all started in the late 14th century. It just hadn't been written down. Relationships deserve your respect. Relation, regard, consideration. From the old French respect and directly from the Latin respectus, R-E-S-P-E-C-T-U-S. It's a Latin term. And there's respect for regard and looking at, literally, the act of looking back is respect for time or often. At one, which is a noun used of past principles. Look back at regard. Consider from reback, meaning feelings of esteem, where you respect the past things that you were involved in, experienced, and related to. And those who left us in the past, that we still respect. Considerate treatment due to personal worth or power is from the 1580s, as is a sense of a point of particular feature. So again, what does this word, or better yet, how does this word fit when you use it in certain situations, when it applies to you and others? Or does it vary with how you feel, and you base it from its original purpose, but you change what it should mean. So I want you to think about that. Respect, unknown to most of us today. We're going to get back to some great music. Excuse me. We're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we got some bad music for you. some more, some heartbreak music too, by the Spinners. So let's get to it, and we'll be right back.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Angela Bofill, I'm on your side. When no one else will care enough, I'm there. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Man, these songs making me tear up, man. This Cry Me a River. Oh, man. And, you know, we're actually going to do it once in a while. We're actually going to go to some counseling advice based on some movies that I've seen. So it's not going to be right away, but we're going to discuss what people saw in the movie and what it was relating to. How about that? And it's only going to be a half an hour show. So we'll let you know, but I think it would be great just to put some feelers out there. So let's jump to this track by Bruno Mars, Anderson Park, and Silk. And we're going to follow it up with Louis Cabaldi, Someone You Loved. Oh, man, these guys, they're going to the love zone. Ooh, ooh. All right, so let's get it on with Bruno Mars from his new single. Leave the door open. He said, come on, girl. You know you want to talk to me, and I want to talk to you. So leave the door open. How about that? That's the new phrase. Leave the door open. So you ladies out there, when the guy said, well, could you leave the door open? He's not talking about your door at your house. Okay? So don't get scared. They're like, yes, we leave the door open. I don't even know him.
I look too good, to be alone. My house clean, my pool warm, just shake,
smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west wing of this mansion. What's happening?
I am playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart.
So if you're trying to lay in deep,
I'ma leave the
I'ma leave the door open, girl.
Bruno's new one.
I thought I'm here. Where you at? I got my door open yet, and I'm waiting. And it's 4 in the morning, and some criminals broke in and beat me up because I left the door open for you. Oh, okay. Hey, let's jump to this track by the Whispers. God, lady, leaving the door open in Chicago, Illinois, or New York. Are you crazy?
Well, don't you know that I love you? wanna do, but don't you ever, 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 ever go nowhere. Please, I don't want you to go nowhere, baby.
See, that's respect there. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Lady. Not girl, but lady. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love.
I'm going on during this time, I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here. Get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. I'll be safe in your sound till I come back around. For now the day nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda
and we are back, and we took a little short break, and we're about to cut up again. And man, I had to look for the board because I was trying to find my teeth. Oh man, that was a little country and western. And man, what did you think? You know, they songs come in different styles, different varieties. So we want you to open up your concentration. Hey, I'm going to play a track. Let's see. 833. Okay, I'm going to play this. Baby Come to Me by Regina Bell. And get it going.
Thank you.
Oh man. I think he better go on home, right? Baby, come home to me. I think she better, and he better, and she better go on home. Hey, it's we got 26 more minutes. I'm gonna play another track by the amazing Cindy Bradley. This one is called One More Moment, and it's really good. I mean, imagine her, man. She's standing there playing the trumpet like she is back in the day. So let's give a listen to One More Moment. And this is really pretty. Oh, man. Now, that was beautiful. I'm about to play that on my Sunday show. We're going to take a quick break. We got 20 more minutes. Man, that just, I saw like kites in the sky and just a lot of beautiful stuff. Cindy Bad. We'll be right back.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Yes, the Don S. McClure Show. The one and only. All right. We've gotten to the sad song by a broken-hearted man, because he had so many bad relationships. So I got to do a disclaimer. Love does love somebody. It just don't love him. It's by the Spinners. Love don't love nobody. And I pushed it all the way to the back. I said, man, love don't love nobody? Is it crazy? So, for you ladies out there that be taking them bad relationships to the next relationship, don't do it. And for the guys, love do love somebody, even though your girlfriend quit you.
And go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone, you're all. I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, 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 just like boy blue eyes, I blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love no one. It takes a fool. Sometimes
I'm a pain. Like I've always said, I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that, baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bones, to the soul where hearts are home, and I just got to explain to you how I feel. Cause you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you, and I've learned, baby, I've learned. Well.
Talk a minute. And I was a fool. let me play Pebbles. The man said he was a fool. All right, let's play Pebbles. Love makes things happen. so I won't be a fool.
Thank you.
Was two different types of love, right? Pebble say you never know, and the other man say I'm a fool, you's a fool. Even when your mama met your daddy, she's a fool. And Pebble says you never know. You never know, love can last, man. I ain't gonna be no fool. Let me play Randy Crawford. This is for the fool man. She say when I get over you.
Everybody sheds a skin or two. You won't recognize me when I get over you. Unattended dreams will breathe life. All my wishes will come true. There will be time for everything when I get over you. When I get over you, the sky will still be blue, and I'll swim there if I want to. When I get over. Set me free, the monkey. I'm setting free the lions too. Yesterday's child will grow up wild when I get over you. When I get over you.
Well, that was Randy Crawford, one of my favorite songs. She said the sky will still be blue when I get over. You, Don McClure, yo. Okay. Oh, man, I had too much red. We got 90 seconds. I got to get ready to get out of here. Have a great weekend. For some of you who need to go to church, join me tomorrow on The Voice of Joy. Get a little religion. And on Sunday, my classical show. So we're going to get on out of here with Classical Adventures. Talk to you later. Have a great weekend.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.